Day 39, April 5, 2021. Let us continue. Now the topic today is one of love, but also one of obsession. There are obsessions in your world which distract the confines of your mind and hold them hostage. The role you play in your modern world seems to be more and more one that is necessitated on the fact of letting go and releasing. There are many boundaries and structures that have been placed in your path, not by God or the heavens, but by men and your thoughts. There are avenues that seem artificially shut off because they have been blocked with the ideas of men who have come before you. To this, we ask that you stop. We ask that you release the ideas of others in order to hold on to and create the ideas of your own. This we will label step 90, releasing the ideas of those who came before you, allows the ideas of your heart to grow and take shape. It becomes unnecessary to go into long periods of study. Instead, we ask that you look within, steady your mind, and allow yourself to experience the truth of all that is. That is the only place the truth can be found. Our vessel is questioning this message as books are a great interest and seem to accumulate quickly. To this we say, yes, release them. We do agree that some books and messages bring forth a vibrational accord which will resonate with you and allow you to transcend the level of vibration at which you sit. But we ask, are these the books you are reading? You will know when they are as the resonance will ring brightly in your ears. Yes, you will know the ones. The ones which touch your heart and move your soul. Yes, the Bible may be that for some who seek, or other seemingly religious texts do contain those elements of transcendence involved, but also the mystics of the old as well as the channelers of the new bring wisdom when it is necessary. Let us move on. We will be ending and leaving this transmission, but not all transmissions. Do not worry, vessel, we will not depart you, but we will be ceasing this current work and project shortly. We look now to smooth some edges and leave some insights for the mind to chew on and digest as they have moved past the stage of questioning and into the stage of true understanding. We will call this step 91, to be with the one you love is to be with the heavens and the earth. There is no being on this planet, or any others, where love should not be the main ingredient in interchange. This is the message we have stressed and the message that we will continue to share. That of love. Not love of those you choose or see worthy of it, but love of all. A universal all deserves universal love. You, and here we speak over all you as in humanity, have complicated this idea of love with the idea of sin. You feel you should not love those who have sinned. This sin which even Adam partook of in the Garden of Eden was the sin of division. The sin of seeing an opposite to all that is, an opposite to universal love. This is the only sin in existence and the only sin that ever was and ever will be. You have brought up great churches and mountains in praise of this sin and we ask that they be released. We ask that you do love your neighbor as yourself but also that you love the priest who preaches sin and the mouse who steals your food. There is no being on heaven or earth which is unworthy of the love which is available for you to give. The next step we would like to speak of, step 92, to be one with your brothers on earth there must be a releasing of previously held beliefs of what is considered right and wrong. There must be a time for grief that does not exceed the time for healing. There must be an understanding of the universal oneness which is allowed to permeate and penetrate the areas in which you live and breathe. Here we speak of the necessity for understanding. For some individuals this release of the old structures and the acceptance of what is will come swiftly. For others there will be a necessity to build back up those walls that you have been knocking down. This is a matter of choice and a matter of acceptance of form and function. We ask that this step be understood as one of true understanding. The understanding of the soul which resonates in a frequency which aligns to the higher good, the oneness with all of creation. For you are the face of God just as your brothers and your sisters, your priests and your laymen, your villagers and your townspeople, all were the face of their God. We will continue to use this language of God and man as the division between the two is unnecessarily divided. God is not superior to man but one with man, just as man is not superior to beast but one with beast. There is a universal field out of which all beings have been formed. This is the universal field of God which we speak. A field of form and substance which has taken shape and created the sun and the moon, the stars and the trees, the birds and the bees. We ask that the understanding, which is necessary, comes at all levels of being, the earthly level as well as the spiritual desires. There is no need to talk of one God who is greater than another, as all gods have had their time on earth, and all have a message to tell. Do not turn a blind ear to a message that rings true in your heart just because the source is a god you do not have an affinity for. The stories which have been told are stories, but they are stories based on some truths and some lies. These have been melded and shaped together to create a vibrational field that is resonant with where it desires to be at this time. When it desires to change, it will do so, and it has done so. We finish this lesson today where we began. On the topic of stories and books, we ask that you not judge the religious texts of others as unworthy of your love, as they are a source and an inspiration of love. Just as one text can have many uses, one story can have many retellings. Allow these words to resonate when necessary if you choose, but see them as stories with a vibration of their own. Trust fully in the one true source, your God, which is found within. This is your bellwether for whether what you read or hear or see or experience is of a true source. This is where your heart beats and your soul sings their song. Let this be your source of inspiration as well. We will leave you with that for today, and we will see you again tomorrow, whatever day that tomorrow will be. We have a few more lessons for this text we would like to bring through before we close the ending of this journey. May peace reign supreme in your heart and the hearts of all men. Blessed be.